Last time we were talking about the concept of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokom Suda. So first, a few shiurim ago, we were defining what does Mokom Suda mean? What does Mokom mean in terms of proximity, in terms of location, and what does it mean in terms of Zman? So then we started to discuss, right, now it's time to discuss the other part of that equation, and that is, what does Suda mean? Kiddush b'makom suda. Shmuel says in Kiddush b'makom suda, you have to say Kiddush in conjunction with a suda. What does a suda mean? How do we define a suda? So the Torah has a remarkable comment. The Torah quotes the Gaonim, very, very famous shita that we're all familiar with. We might not know that it comes from the Gaonim, but it is. It does come from the Gaonim. So the Torah in page 5, in packet 7, Torah quotes like this: Kasu od hagaonim, hodi aminin in kiddush el makam suda, hein tzarech sheyigmar sham kol sudaso, el afilu achal dover muot ashasa kos yayin shechayev alav bracha, yotzi yidei kiddush, v'gomer sudaso b'makam achim. Say the gaonim that in kiddush el makam suda doesn't mean that you have to complete your whole suda there. Interesting, right? They're havamina. What are they coming to tell you that it's not? Right? You'd think that you have to complete the whole Suda, so come to Gaonim and say, you don't have to complete your whole Suda. You have in mind to eat elsewhere. You're eating here a little bit. That's sufficient for Kiddush Makom Suda, they say. Achol davar mu'ot, if you eat a little bit over here, or shasa kos yayin, that you chayav alav bracha, meaning you drank a shear of yayin that you have to make a bracha achrona on, that's choshev, and that's called Kiddush Makom Suda, and you can be gomer suda so b'makom acher. This whole discussion is that you're not interested in eating the whole Suda here, you want to be Gomer Suda, so later, so is it still called Kiddush Makom Suda now, or do you have to make a Kiddush B'Makom the Gemara Suda? So the Gaonim say, you don't have to make a Kiddush B'Makom the Gemara Suda, it's enough to make the Kiddush over here if you eat a Davar Mu'at. What's the Davar Mu'at that we're talking about? The Davka She'ochal Lechem O Shosa Yayin, Aval Ochal Peros Lo. Say the Gaonim, what does Ochal Davar Mu'at mean? It means you ate a little bit of bread, you didn't eat a lot of bread, you didn't eat, maybe you just had a kezayis. You had a kezayis of bread, you didn't eat a kibetza, but you ate the kezayis al smach that you're going to continue the suda elsewhere. Say the Gaonim, that's called Kiddush Makom Suda. Because you had a little bit of bread, or you drank wine, a shear of wine that would be mechayev you in a bracha achrona, so that's enough to be called Kiddush Makom Suda. Abel peros lo, say the Gaonim. But just peros? Peros, that's not a davar choshev, that's not considered a su'udah, that wouldn't be called Kiddush Makom Suda. This is the famous shita of the Gaonim, that Kiddush Makom Suda, that it can be called Kiddush Makom Suda even if you only eat a davar mu'at, if you drink a kos of yayin. Without the Gaonim, what would I have thought? What does Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda mean? What do you need for the Suda? What do you think? What do you need for the Suda? Anyone? David?
Bread,
exactly. Pas! Why not? Sudas pas. And Kiddush Ela Makom Suda, I would have thought that you have to eat a sudas pas. Come to Gaonim and say that you don't have to eat a sudas pas. You can eat a little bit of pas. You don't have to have a suda. Achila b'kvius. More than a kebetza. That's not necessary. Even ochal davar mu'at is sufficient, say the Gaonim. Even ochal davar mu'at is sufficient. Or shasa yayin. What does it mean, shasa yayin? So the Bach here explains that shasa yayin means that you drank a revius. There's the Bach in the Masal Kospu. Hadaka amal el besamach yachaladam lakadesh lacherim v'tzarech lizor shal yitom imahem. Remember we had that the Mordechai quoted the Machlokas HaRishonim. The Samik Hutzi held that if you make Kiddush, then you can even drink. Even if it's not Kiddush Makom Suda, even if you won't be Yotz in the midst of Kiddush, but the Kiddush is Matir Shasiyah. Remember, there was a whole discussion, Osam B'nai Adam Shekitchu B'Bei Sakneses, who's drinking from that Kiddush? Can the Makadish drink? So the Samikutzi says, yes, even he can drink from the Kiddush. Aye, but it's not B'Makom Suda for him. He's not having Mizonos. Zok the Samikutzi, Zok the Derech HaChayim, he doesn't have to have a Mizonos. The Kiddush is Matir his Shasiyah. To be Yotze, the mitzvah of Kiddush, that requires a Kiddush Makom Suda. So says the Bach, well, just one second, the Gaonim just told us that Shasiyah's Kos Yayin is considered Kiddush Makom Suda. What's the Kiddush of the Samik Hutzi? Of course that's Kiddush Makom Suda. What's the Shaila? So he says, no. Hadukam al-el b'samach yachaladim l'kanish l'acherim tzarech nizar shalitam imayim haynudavka ti'imah kimalolugma shupochos mirevis. The Samikuti is talking about that he's just going to be toim from the Kos Yayin a Te'ima Ba'alma. Te'ima ba'alma, you can be yotze with a te'ima kemalo lugmav. You can be yotze the dinah mevarach tzor she'itam, but that's not considered kiddush makom suda. So that's the kiddush of the samikutz, that even though you're not going to be yotze kiddush makom suda, even according to the gaonim, they would hold you need a shasiyas revias yayin. Nevertheless, the makadosh is allowed to drink because the kiddush is matar his shasiya. Okay, says the Bach. Kevin Shimloshosi Yoser Lohayachai Lavarich Acharea Brachachrona Lumikriya Suda. It's not choshev enough. If you don't drink a revi, it's not choshev enough to make a brachachrona. That's not called a suda. Ven kiddush alamakam suda. Havlam shosi revi a shaper dami davle kiddush makam suda. So the first opinion of the Bach is that if you drink a revi, meaning you make kiddush, instead of drinking kemalo lugma, which would have been enough for hamavar tzoshiyitam, you actually drink a full revius. So then, not only have you been yotze the din of hamavar tzoshiyitam, you've also been yotze the din of and kiddush el makom suda, and you've been yotze kiddush. There's no need to make another kiddush. Right? You don't have to make a kiddush makom acher. You were yotze the din of kiddush makom suda. Inami says the Bach v'chein hu ha'ikar. A second pshat he gives, and he says, and I think this is the ikar. Hagaonim lo amru ela de milvan mashashas mikoshel kiddush kamal lugmav tzarech od lishtos revius davle kiddush makom suda. The Bach's second pshat is that the gaonim hold that shasa kos yayin doesn't mean that you drank a revius from the kos of kiddush, but rather besides the kamal lugmav that you have to drink to be yotze the din of hamavar tzarech shiitam, you must drink another revius plus kamal lugmav, which is a rov revius, right? So you have to drink sort of like one and a half revius. So the first day in the Bach is that the Gaonim hold that if you drink a revius, instead of just Kamala Lugmav, if you drink a revius, that's enough. The second day in the Bach is that's not enough. You have to drink a revius more than Kamala Lugmav in order to count as Kiddush Makom Suda. And then the Bach, in the next Dibra Maschil, he points out that the Beis Yosef has a whole discussion. What happens if you have a bris meal on Shabbos? Who's towing from the coast? Do we give it to the Tinoch? Can the person be toim even if he's not going to have a suda? So the truth is, in many shuls, the minig is that a gadol is toim from the coast, but they have a kiddush afterwards. So if they have a kiddush afterwards, they say that the bar piagofen that they're reciting is the kiddush for the suda, and then they have a mezonos later. So that's not really the shaila here. Shaila here is that you're only going to drink from the coast. You're not going to have a mezonos later. So that's the discussion that the Beis Yosef has. So the Bach comments on that point. He says, according to the Gaonim, according to the way I explain the Gaonim, especially what I think the Iker in the Gaonim is, that it's not enough to drink Kemalo Lugmav in order to be called Kiddush Makom Suda, but rather you have to drink a revius more than Kemalo Lugmav. So if the person who makes the bracha at the Bris Mila drinks a revius more than just the Te'ima Ba'alma, the Te'ima Kemalo Lugmav, then he'll be Yotze, the Din Kiddush Makom Suda, according to the Gaonim, so there wouldn't be any problem. He wouldn't even have to have a mezonos. If the rule, if the Gaonim say, "Ochel davar mur, ashosukos yayin," that's enough. So then he would talk a biyotze. But says the Bach, according to the way I explained, he has to drink a revius more than kimelo lugmav. Why a revius more than kimelo lugmav? So for some reason he didn't put this svar in the last Dibur Maschil. He puts it here. The Bach says, well, look at what the Gaonim write. The Gaonim say that even if ochel davar mur or shasa yayin, that's called kiddush makom suda. So he says, just like Ochel Davar Mu'at is aside from the Kimelo Lugmav of the Kiddush, so Shasa Yayin should also have to be aside from the Kimelo Lugmav of the Kiddush. So it's Mestaber that the Gaonim would hold that you have to drink Kimelo Lugmav to be Yotze the Kiddush, to be Yotze the Dinuch HaMavar Tzorach Sheyitam. But if you want to be Yotze the Kiddush Makom Suda, according to the Gaonim, who claim that Shasa Yayin is enough, it has to be Revius Yayin besides the Kimelo Lugmav that you're drinking to be Yotze the Dinuch HaMavar Tzorach Sheyitam. Because if not, then the two suggestions of the Gaonim are not going to be parallel. Ochel davar mu'at is besides the Kimelo Lugmav, Shasasa Yayin has to be besides the Kimelo Lugmav as well. This is what the Bach wants to suggest according to the Gaonim. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, quotes from the Levush, that even if we'll be Mekel for the Gaonim, you have to drink a Revius Yayin besides Kimelo Lugmav. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mechav Zayin. V'yeshomim shen yotzi de kiddush makom suda afil yishta shir revius rak tzorach lishtos revius yayin milvad hakol shel hakiddush. Now that doesn't mean that you have to drink a revius, you know, from a different kos. I think it just means let's say the kos holds, I don't know, 5 ounces, right? It holds 6 ounces, let's say, right? So if it holds 6 ounces, you're talking about Kiddush Baboker. Kiddush in the morning is only Midrabanan, so we can be Mekel that the Shir Revius might be 3.3 fluid ounces. So if Kimel Olubav is 1.7, so then in total, if you drink 5 ounces, that should be sufficient. Certainly if the kos is more than 5 ounces, the standard kos holds about 6 ounces. So if you have a kos that holds 6 ounces and drink the whole kos, l'char, that should be enough. You're drinking Kimel Olubav mitzad the kos, and you drink a revi, drinking more than that, so that could be considered Kiddush Makom Suda according to the Gaon. One thing is clear, that the Gaonim hold that you don't have to have more than a dover mu'at of pas in order to be yotze the din of Kiddush Makom Suda. So that's the sheet of the Gaonim. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch actually dutifully quotes this sheet. This is in Reisha and Gimel Sifhei. Kasvu haga'onim ha'den kiddush ala makam suda filu achol darver mu'ad o'shasa kos yayin shechayev alav bracha yotzi de kiddush makam suda. The Gamal suda sif makam acher, etc. Mamish, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon of the Torah completely. So from the Gaonim, you get the impression that if achal darver mu'ad, eat a little bit of pas, and you drank wine, that's called kiddush makam suda. You know, we quote the Gaonim to explain how you can eat at a kiddush. Most people who eat at what we call a kiddush are not drinking revius of yayin. That's what the Mekadesh does. And they're not eating bread either. That's what they're going to eat at home. We just have mezonos. We have cakes and cookies and other things, right? Cakes and cookies and shalant is also mezonos. You have to make a mezonos because of the barley. Where does that come from? That having a kezias of mezonos is enough for kiddush makom suda? So that's the Mishnah Brewer's interpretation of the Gaonim. People think the Gaonim hold that if you only have a mezonos, that's called Kiddush Makom Suda. The Gaonim never mentioned mezonos at all. They talked about kezias of pas, they talk about revius of yayin, they talk about shasa yayin, which the Bach interprets to mean revius of yayin. Discussion whether it has to be revius besides the Kimel Olugma of a Kiddush or not, but that's all the Gaonim mentioned. They don't talk about mezonos. But says the Mishnah Brura, in Sukkot Chafei, O Shasa Yayin, the Koshkinim Ochal Mine Tagima Mehe Minim the Yotza, the Hem Chashivi Tveilus to the Shabbos Miyayin. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, it's a Dever Poshet. It's an extrapolation from the Gaonim. If the Gaonim say Revius Yayin is enough, so then Kezayis of Chameshis Mine Dagon, Mizonos, cakes and cookies, and crackers, that should be enough also, because Chameshis Mine Dagon are more Choshev for Suda Shabbos than Yayin, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's a Svara. So if the Gaonim are willing to say that even Revius Yayin is called Kiddush Makom Suda, that's called a Suda, so then Chameshes Min HaDagon should be sufficient as well. It's not just Kezayis of Pas. They happen to say that you ate a Kezayis of Pas or Shasa Yayin, but it's Lav Dafka, those two. Chameshes Min HaDagon also would count, because it's no worse than Shasa Revius Yayin. It's even better. Avol Sheicher Shamashkin, says the Mishnah Berurah, beer and other mashkim, afilum hayu chamar medina and yotzibam b'makom suda d'lo soir alekim o yayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but chamar medina, that doesn't count. Chamar medina might count for kiddush. We talked about that. It's not so clear that chamar medina works. What is defined as chamar medina? If yayin is matzli, maybe you can't rely on chamar medina. Maybe chaviv changes that. We talked about the details of whether you can make kiddush on chamar medina on Shabbos by day. But even if you can make kiddush on the chamar medina doesn't count b'makom suda. Chamar Medina might be the Kiddush, but to have B'makom Suda, you need more than that. You need Revius Yayin, you need Kezayis of Pas, you need maybe Kezayis of Mizono, says the Mishnah Berurah, Chameshes Min HaDagon, but Shar Mashkim is not going to work B'makom Suda. So this Mishnah Berurah is the source of the principle that the Gaonim hold Kiddush B'makom Suda even includes Chameshes Min HaDagon. That's the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Magen Avraham. So that's what the Magen Avraham holds, that he's extrapolating from the Gaonim that it's lav davka kezayis of pas or shtias revius yayin, but if revius yayin is enough, then chameshes min hadagon should be enough as well. Does anyone argue with the Gaonim? Are there any shitas that argue with the Gaonim? So some point out that from Tosfos and our sugya and Av Kof Aleph, you get the impression that maybe they argue with the Gaonim. How so? The Gemara is quoting all the Amoraim who hold that in kiddush al makom suda. That's why Tosfos on Kuf Amud Beis says we paskin like Shmuel than in Kiddush Al Makom Suda. Even though Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, we always assume Hilchos HaKarav be Suri, Hilchos HaKishmuel Bedini Mamanis. But here we paskin like Shmuel because a lot of Amoraim agree with Shmuel. So one of these Amoraim is Rabba. The Gemara says, Ve'af Rabba Sover in Kiddush Al Makom Suda. Amar Abaye, Ki Avina Be'mar, Ki Avim Mekanish, Amar Lon, Ti'imu Midi. Abaye says, when we were by Mar, when we were in the yeshiva, by Rambam, the Rosh Yeshiva, so he told us that when we say Kiddush, te'imu midi, taste something, eat something here. Eat something by the Kiddush. Dilma ada azlisu le'ushpiza mis'akwa l'chushraga v'lo makayish l'chubayis achila. Maybe when you go to your host, the lights will go out. You know, they had them on a timer. Well, no, they probably didn't have them on a timer, right? But, the candle will go out. If the candle goes out, so then, and you're not going to make Kiddush there, because without a nair, you're not going to make Kiddush. Hubekiddush the hacha lo nafkisu, and the Kiddush over here, you're not going to be yotze with this Kiddush. You're not going to be yotze either min haTorah at all, the Rosh, or maybe midrabbanan, Rabbeinu Yonah, all discussion, right? Then Kiddush shalom makom suda. So what did Rabba tell the Talmidim? If you're making Kiddush over here, te'imu midi, taste something here. Why is he saying taste something here? Obviously, he's assuming that in Kiddush shalom makom suda. And if you don't eat something over here, then what's going to happen? You'll go to a place without a nair. You're not going to make Kiddush there. And then you're not going to be able to eat. You're not going to be able to say Kiddush. You're not going to be able to eat. So have something over here. Te'imu midi. What's the midi? What's he saying that you should taste? So it says Tosas, te'imu midi, nira dahainu te'imas lechem. Tosas says, te'imu midi, Rabba meant that you should have a little bread. K'diyamin peragimol d'shvuas, k'di'amri inshi nito midi va'azli va'achli v'shosu. Gemara in Shavuos says, the colloquial expression is nitomid, let's taste something. And they go and they have a whole meal. They have a meal of pas. You see, nitomid means to have bread. Says Tosus, Vimo, Minitagim, Hashlim, Gimel, Suda, Shabbos, Kimo, Basuka, Hanutafka, Basuda, Shlishis, Avlo, Basuda, Arvis, Vishachu, Shem, Iker, Kvot, Shabbos. Whether bread works, whether Minitagim, whether Chameshis, Minadoga, Mizonos works to be Mashlim, Shalashudis, like it works to be mashlim the sudas of Sukkah, the whole Gemara and the Chav Zayin in Sukkah that we had post Pesach a few years ago, right? Together, Baruch Hashem, it's been a great run. Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem. So there's a discussion whether you can be mashlim. Rabbi Elezer says that you have a chiyuv to eat yudal at sudos on Sukkahs. Let's say you didn't eat one of the sudas, can you be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara says mashlim b'mina tagima. It's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. Where else do we find mashlim b'mina tagima? So it could be for shalashudis that you can be mashlim b'mina tagima. So it says Tosfos for shalashudis you can be mashlim b'mina tagima, but not for the other sudas. For the sudas arvis and the sudas shachvis, you have to have pas. That's ikar kvot Shabbos, or maybe we should call it ikar oneg Shabbos. So you have to have actual bread. Okay. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos says that Rabba told the Talmidim that if you want to be Otze, Kiddush Makom Suda, you have to be Toim Lechem. So some suggested, you see from this Tosfos, that Tosfos argues with the Gaonim. Tosfos says, and Kiddush Makom Suda means that you have to have a Suda of Pas. Because he interprets Timu Midi means Timas Lechem. Says the Beis Yosef, there's no Rai. The Beis Yosef on that tour, he says, no Rai that Tosfos argues with the Gaonim. Maybe Tosfos agrees with the Gaonim. Why did Tosfos say Tim Umidi means a Tim Aslechem? He could have said Mizonos, Revius of Yain. Why does he say Tim Aslechem? So says the Beis Yosef, he says Tim Aslechem because of, not Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but rather because of what? Two words? Right? Not Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but rather Suda Shabbos, Daniel, exactly. Suda Shabbos. I mean, look what he says in the Hemshech. He has a whole discussion whether Mina Tagima can be mashlim for Suda Shabbos. He says for the nighttime meal, for the daytime meal, it's not going to be mashlim. What are we talking about in the story? Obviously, the nighttime meal, right? Misakra lechush raga. Talking about that you need the light. So it's obviously talking about a nighttime meal. Tosfos is discussing lechem in the context of Suda Shabbos. Do you need lechem? Can you be mashlim for Mina Tagima for Shalashudis? It's not talking about Kiddush Makom Suda over here. Maybe Taka Tosfos would hold that mitzad Kiddush Makom Suda, the Gaonim are right. Maybe Mizonos is enough, Chameshis Mizonos is enough. But Tosfos is saying that Rabba commented to the Talmidim that they should be toying Lechem in order to be Yotzi Suda Shabbos, because if you're not Yotzi Suda Shabbos over here and Misakra Lechush Raga, then you're not going to be able to make Kiddush in the Ushpiza, nor will you be able to have a Suda Shabbos, so you won't be Yotzi Suda Shabbos. Maybe that's the pshat in Tosfos. There's a whole discussion in the Achronim, the Tosfos Shabbos, one of the Gedolei Achronim. So he has a whole discussion whether the Beis Yosef is really correct or not. He's quoted in the Haggos, the Ha'oris over here, in the Tur. But Lechora, the Pashup Shad on the Beis Yosef is that he's right, they connect it to the next Dibra Maskel. I didn't want to overload us. But if you look in the next Dibra Maskel, so it could be that there's a little bit of a steer over here. But leave it at that. Okay, leave it at that. So the simple pshat in Tosfos is that the simple pshat in the Beis Yosef that he's assuming that the Tosfos will agree with the Gaonim. And the reason why they say Te'imu Midi means Lechem is for Suda Shabbos, not for the din of Kiddush Makom Suda. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch, though, quotes that Rabbeinu Yonim Brachos writes Beferish that in Kiddush El Makom Suda requires Pas. Which Rabbeinu Yonah are we talking about? So this is in page 6. This is Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf Mem Tesa Mebeis in Brachos. That's the famous Gemara that Mem Tesa Mebeis in Brachos that talks about what happens if you forget Yalav Yav on Yom Tov, if you forget Ritzei, right? You have to go back. So that discussion, whether if you miss Ritzei, you should have to go back, is a function of whether you're chayev to eat bread. That's what the Gemara says. Rosh Chodesh, you're not chayev to eat bread. So if you miss Yalav Yav, Rosh Chodesh, and you don't have to go back. But on Yom Tov, since you do have to eat bread, if you miss Yalav Yav, you would have to go back. And similarly on Shabbos, if you miss Ritzei, since there's a chiyuv to have bread, you would have to go back. So what's this chiyuv to have bread? So comes Rabbeinu Yonah there, page 6, and says, Va'omrim Rabbanai Tzarfa, Sha'av v'shechayiv adam lechal gimel sudas b'shabbos, suda shlisha siboy ochel pas, siboy ochel peri. V'suda shlisha, you don't have to add pas. Right? That's the mashlam b'mini tagima that we keep on hearing. V'nifta b'achilas peris. Raya l'dover, he brings from sukkah. Right? Shari gabi sukkah, mina chayiv adam lechal yudal tzudas b'sukkah. Pirish Lisham, Shapot Ratmo, Bishayoch Minatagima, Achanami, Bishneha Poomim Shachai of the Kaddish, Achas Beyomi Achas Balailo. When you have to say Kiddish, Dr. Rabbi Yona, Sorich Shayoch, Pass, Kiddishia, Kiddish Makom Suda, you must have Pass for the Suda Balailo and the Suda Bayom in order for it to be Kiddish Makom Suda. Avu Pama Shlishi Shinotzar the Kaddish, Imirza Lifter Atzma Pero, Sorishes Biado. But by Suda Shlishis, why can you be Mashlam B'mina Tagima? Because you don't make Kiddush on Suda Shlishis. You don't make Kiddush on Suda Shlishis? Didn't the Rambam say you do? Oh, we had a whole discussion. But Pashup Shabbos, you don't make Kiddush by Suda Shlishis. So Zokter Rabbeinu Yonah, if you don't make Kiddush by Suda Shlishis, there's no need to have Pas. That's why you can be Mashlam B'mina Tagima. But the other two Sudas, the Suda Balayla, the Suda Bayom, where you have to make Kiddush, of course you have to have Pas. Why do you have to have Pas? Rabbeinu Yonah and Brochus, collector's item. Why do you have to have pas? Because that's what Kiddush Makom Suda means. And if you're not going to have pas, and Kiddush Shel Makom Suda, that means not just Ochel Dover Muat. He's saying that you have to have a Suda of pas. Right? That's what he's assuming. A Suda of pas, not just a Kezayis. Kezayis is not a Suda. You have to have a Suda of pas. That means an Achila B'Kriyos of pas. More than a Kebetza. Right? That's what he's assuming in order to be called Kiddush Makom Suda. You must have a Suda of pas. That's the chor, what he's saying. It's not just the kezayis. Even though you would be chayiv to bench for the kezayis too, but sounds like Kiddush Makom Suda here is a real suda. He's comparing this to sukkah, and sukkah is an achila b'kviyas in the sukkah. It's talking about a regular din suda. So the chor, Rabbi Yon is saying that in Kiddush Makom Suda means a suda of pas more than a kebetz of pas, which is really which is a suda b'kviyas. So Rabbi Yon clearly argues with the Gaon. He clearly assumes that Kiddush Makom Suda requires pas. Certainly, he holds Shasa Revias Yain is not enough, right? The Gaonim are putting the two together. Clearly, the Gaonim are assuming Shasa Revias Yain and whatever pas you're eating are similar. Rabbi Yonah says, no, you have to have a dafka sort of pas. So he seems to be assuming that you need an achila bekvius of pas. The Bir Halacha writes that the Gaon was also noeg to eat dafka pas. He was machmir that you need dafka pas for Kiddush Makom Suda. This is quoted by the Maaser Rav. The Bir Halacha in page 2 says, Kosvu ha-gaonim v'sefer Maaser Rav, Kosvu sha-gura af b'kiddush hayom lohoya mekadesh ela b'makom suda gemura v'lo min yatagim o'yayin. The gra didn't go to a kiddush. No, I didn't say that. Right? The gra may have gone to a kiddush, but he didn't eat there. He wished a mazel tov. Maybe other people would make it, but he would wish a mazel tov, but he wouldn't... He wouldn't eat at the Kiddush. Maybe he's the source that they would have the challah roast. Right? They'd have a challah roast for the Vilna Gaon. Because the Vilna Gaon felt that in Kiddush Alavakam Suda requires a Suda of Pas, a real Suda of Pas, not just Shasa Yayin, Mine Tagima, but a real Suda of Pas, Mistama, not even just the Kezayis. So he was Machmir. He was Machmir, like Rabbeinu Yonah against the Gaon. One thing that the Gaonim are not willing to be megal for is Paris. So the truth is, even for this, there are cholkim. The Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Chavav quotes from the Shildei Agiborim that maybe even Paris are enough for Kiddush Makom Suda. Paris? What's Paris? Paris is a davar chashuv. So the Shildei Agiborim explained that, remember, we had a concept that Shabbos kava, that every achila on Shabbos is like an achila bekvias. Even if it's only a te'ima, that's called an achila bekvias. And that's why it's also litam, kodem kiddush. You can't taste anything before kiddush because that's like an achilas keva before kiddush. So say the Shulta Gibarin, Paris also should be called an achilas keva. Normally we wouldn't define Paris as an achilas keva, but on Shabbos, Paris should be considered an achilas keva. So even Paris should be enough for kiddush makam suda, say the Shulta Gibarin. So the Mishnah Berurah is mitzadeh, he says, look, Me'ikar Adin, I wouldn't be makel for the Shulta Gibar. You could be makel for the Gaonim. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold that you have to be machmer for the Gaon, for Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gaon. Right? If the Magen Avraham already interpreted that the Shulta Gibarim is makel for Minya Tagima, Mishnah Berurah seems to run with the Gaonim. But he says if someone is cholash libo, someone can't have the mezonos, he doesn't feel well enough to have the mezonos, but he wants to have a little peiros, he says, maybe b'shas atchak you can be mako for the Shulta Gibarim, that even Paris is considered makom suda. He said, but if it's not an extenuating circumstance, he says that l'chora, even if you're going to be mako for the Gaonim, but you have to assume that you need at least a mezonos, at least shas or v'yis yayin or a mezonos, you can't just be mako for achilas Paris. Even though achilas Paris is enough of an achilas keva that it's also to be toim peros before the Kiddush, but it's not defined as Suda for Kiddush Makam Suda. We had multiple times that Suda for one halacha on Shabbos, one halacha in Kiddush, is not necessarily the same definition as Suda for another halacha. So even if we call it like a Suda, we call it Achilas Keva in the sense that it's also to be Toim Peros before Kiddush, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's called Kiddush Makam Suda. So if it's not a Shas Adchak, the Mishnah Berurah says we shouldn't rely on the Shulta Gibarim. Even if you rely on the Gaonim, but that means that you need at least a Mezonos, you need a Revias Yayin, and you shouldn't just have Peiros to be considered Kiddush Makom Suda. Morty Blair.
So regarding the Grug, didn't we say by the Tilos that you could say that this Kiddush is two dinim, but the Issa Te'ima and the Mitzvah of Kiddush? So couldn't you say by making Kiddush you can be the Issa Te'ima, but then make Kiddush later to be Mekayim Kiddush Makom Suda?
So the breaking down of the two halachas in Kiddush, that there's an Issa Te'ima and then there's a Mitzvah Kiddush, we had the Derech HaChaim wanted to suggest that Kiddush is Matir any Te'ima, even if it's not Kiddush Makom Suda. That was the Kiddush of the Derech HaChaim to explain what the Sam Mikutzi says, that even if you're only drinking, you can make Kiddush and then it's Mutter to drink. Not because that's called Kiddush Makom Suda, but it's Mutter to drink even if it's not Kiddush Makom Suda. So we're not going back to that split, right? That's a big chiddush in a split. What you want to suggest is maybe we can split over here as well. Split in what way? Is it called Kiddush Makom Suda or is it not called Kiddush Makom Suda? If we're going to put the Issa Te'ima and Kiddush Makom Suda together, so what's your split, Moody?
So I would say that we mentioned before that the grow wouldn't eat a kiddush. Well, I was going to say the grow could eat a kiddush. Make kiddush so you can have it to ima, but then say another kiddush later to mekayim kiddush makom suda.
So we're going to get to that point in a moment. Let's wait. I first want to understand what the machlokus is, and then we'll get to your point in mitzvah shem as well. Okay, so we have a machlokus to Gaonim, Rabbeinu Yonah. What's the din of kiddush makom suda? Does ein kiddush ala makom suda mean that you have to have dafka suda of pas, or maybe something else is sufficient? Maybe a little bit of pas, maybe chamesh is miyadaga, maybe revias yai might be sufficient. So what's the machlokas over here? What is this hinge on? Rabbi Shachter in his Sefer Eretz Atzvi in Simen Hei, Os Ches, he wants to suggest, he says this is like a popular raid, he says. He says that they say in the yeshivas that maybe this machlokas, the Gaonim and the Gra, the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, this machlokas relates to the basic reason why en kiddush ala makom suda. We mentioned the Rashbam at the outset of the sugyas of Ein Kiddush Ala Makom Suda, but we didn't delve into it so much. So now's the time to really delve into the tam that Ein Kiddush Ala Makom Suda. What does the Rashbam write? This is Rashbam on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashbam says, "Kidei Parshina Taimi LeKamei Ein Kiddush Ala Makom Suda D'Chsiv Karas LeShabbos Oneg B'Makom SheHatakori LeShabbos Kloma Kriya D'Kiddush Shom Tehei Oneg." Rashbam in the first pshat says, "Why is it that Ein Kiddush Ala Makom Suda? It's a pasuk." A pasuk in Yeshaya, a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah, v'karasu l'Shabbos Onig. You should call to Shabbos an Onig. What does that mean? A Kriya of Onig? Onig means eating. Kriya means Kiddush. So like, what's going on? So the Rashbam interprets that what the pasuk is saying is, b'mokom shata kori l'Shabbos, the mokom of the Kiddush, shamtei Onig, there should be the Suda. Right? V'karasu l'Shabbos Onig, you should have Suda, b'makom kiddush. That's what he's saying, right? B'makom kiddush, shamtei suda. That's the first pshat in the Rashba. U'medrash, who he says. And it's in medrash chachamim, it comes from a pasuk. Ninami svarahi, or else, maybe we can say, in kiddush al makom suda, is a svara. Mida ikva kiddush al hayayin, k'netani l'kaman zachrehu al hayayin, stoma al hayayin, shebisha suda, hukfa d'choshe. Says the Rashba, maybe it's a svara that in kiddush al makom suda. That we know that Kiddush was Nikfar Layayin, that Minatari Yotzu the din of Kiddush, Kiddush Bidvar. But Chazal say you should be Makarish al Kos Yayin. So that din der Rabbanan, what Kos Yayin are we talking about? So says the Rashbam, it's a Svara that Bisha Suda Hukva, that Mistama you should make Kiddush, Bisha Suda, the Choshev. Because the Yayin of Shah Suda is Choshev, so therefore the Kiddush should be said B'makom Suda. What's the Rashbam talking about over here? The difference between the two days, so first of all, in the first day, the Rashbam seems to be saying it's a pasuk, it's a drasha, and in the second day, saying it's a svara. But it's not just the difference between Gzeres HaKosev as opposed to svara. The Rashbam seems to be learning Kiddush Makom Suda in two very different ways. The Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, according to the Rashbam, seems to be sort of flipping the din of Shmuel. Instead of saying, in Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, he's really saying, in Suda Ela B'Makom Kiddush. What does that mean? Kiddush and Suda are related to each other, but in what way? Rabbi Shechter wants to suggest that the first thing the Rashbam holds that in Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda is really a din in the Suda. You need a Suda B'Makom Kiddush. Suda b'makom kiddush v'karas l'shabbos oneg b'makom kriya shamtei suda. Have your suda b'makom kiddush. So it's really a din in suda. What's the din in suda? Why do you need kiddush b'makom suda for the suda? So the answer might be that maybe the purpose of the kiddush is to be koveya that your suda is a suda shabbos. The purpose of the kiddush is to be koveya the suda is a suda shabbos. So that's exactly the pasuk. That's what the pasuk is saying. V'karas l'shabbos oneg. Have your suda b'makom kiddush, because if you don't have a suda b'makom kiddush, then we won't know that the suda is a suda shabbos. It's a din in the suda that you have to have your suda b'makom kiddush, so that the kiddush can define the suda as a suda shabbos. That's the first pshat in the Rashbam. But then the Rashbam has a second day that it's a svar. What's the svar? Svar is that look, kiddush al yayin is a din derabbanan. Which yayin are we talking about that you're supposed to be mekadesh on a kos of yayin? Mistama the yayin of the suda, because that's a davar chashuv. What is serving what? Is the Suda serving the Kiddush, or is the Kiddush serving the Suda? So Lachor, in the second day, what the Rashbam seems to be assuming, is that Kiddush is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The goal of the Kiddush is not to be koved that the Suda is a Suda Shabbos, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The question is, what's the context of Chazal when misaken this mitzvah? Right? Mistoma, if you're going to say Kiddush, this mitzvah b'fnei atzma, to be mekadesh es haShabbos, right. Certainly, the Kiddush Balayla, the Rambam would say, to Mekadesh es HaShabbos, to mention Divrei Shevach for Kiddush, even the Kiddush Bayom, right? Even the Kiddush Bayom, if you said it's a Zecha to the Kiddush Balayla, it's a mitzvah of the Atzma to be Mekadesh es HaShabbos. But what's the context that Chazal and Masakin that you should be Mekadesh, right? First of all, Chazal say, don't just be Mekadesh B'dvarim, but you should be Mekadesh on the coast of Yain. So what Yain are we talking about? Mistoma, says the Rashbam, Yain of Suda, the Choshev. What's this pshat in a Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda? Sounds like it's not a din in the Suda, it's a din in the Kiddush. That Chazal and Misakin, that we shouldn't just be Mekadesh the Shabbos, but rather we should do it in the context of a Suda, because that's Machshiv, the Kiddush. It adds Chashivas to the Kiddush. The first day in the Rashbam is assuming in Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda is a din in the Suda. That we want to make sure that we see that the Suda is a Suda Shabbos, so we should have a Kiddush B'Makom Suda, or better yet, have a Suda b'makom Kiddush in order that the Kiddush can now define the Suda as a Suda Shabbos. So the Kiddush is really serving the Suda. The second pshat in Rashbam is that the Suda is serving the Kiddush, that really Kiddush is a mitzvah of Ne'atzva to be Mekadosh as HaShabbos, but Mistama Chazal HaMasakin, to recite the Kiddush on a Kos of Yayin and to do it in Makom Suda, because that will give a Chashivus to the Kiddush. The Suda is serving the Kiddush, it gives a Chashivus to the Kiddush. So it's really a din in the Kiddush, it's not a din in the Suda. The Rosh echoes the sentiment of the Rashbam, but with a little bit of a twist. The Rosh also mentions the Drush of the Karas L'Shabbos Onik. But listen to how the Rosh quotes it. It's a very interesting Rosh. This is the Rosh we keep on coming back to. Right? The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's not a brach levatol if you make Kiddush for people in shul, even if there are no orchim. Because Kiddush al-Makom Sud is only a din d'Rabbanan. Ve'asmechu Rabbanan akroy the Karas L'Shabbos Oneg. But Iker Kiddush is d'Raisa. So even if you're not going to be Yotze, the din of Kiddush al-Makom Sud, it's still Kedai to be Motzi everyone in the din d'Raisa. Those people who are not going to know to make Kiddush at home, so at least they'll be Yotze with the din Kiddush d'Raisa in shul. What is this halacha? So the Rashbam says, "Then kiddush al makom suda ha'ina midrabanan ve'asmechu rabanan akroy ve'karos l'shabbos oneg ve'ikar kiddush min atarehu, etc. Ve'hadika amar and kiddush al makom suda lo mashma keperusha." Just one second. No, I'm sorry. It's not that part of the Rosh. It's the earlier part of the Rosh. I apologize. The beginning of Simon Hay. As the Shmuel Tamei, the Amr Shmuel and Kiddush Al Makom Suda, the Chsiv Karas L'Shabbos Oneg, B'Makom Oneg Shom Tehei Kriya. That's the Rosh. He tripped me up. I found it. The beginning of Simon Hay. Right? En Kiddush Al Makom Suda, V'Karas L'Shabbos Oneg, B'Makom Oneg Shom Tehei Kriya. The Rashbam's Lashon was what? The Karas L'Shabbos Oneg B'Makom Shatakori Kriya the Kiddush Shom Tehei Oneg. It's a flip, right? The Rosh says B'Makom Oneg Shom Tehei Kriya. What's serving what according to the Rosh? Very interesting. The Rosh quotes the Karas L'Shabbos Oneg, quotes the Pasuk of the Rashbam, but he flips it around. The Rosh seems to be learning that even if you'll derive in Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda from the Pasuk, B'makom oneg shom tehei kriya, that means you need kiddush b'makom suda, it's a din in kiddush. Right? So yes, the pasuk, but the second day of the Rashbam. It's like interesting. Right? Because kiddush b'makom suda. The Rosh says b'makom oneg shom tehei kriya. It sounds like you need kiddush b'makom suda. Right? Kiddush b'makom suda, not suda b'makom kiddush. So it comes out that the Rashbam is mistopic. What's the din of En Kiddush Makom Suda? Is it a din in the Suda? That you need the Kiddush to be kovea the Suda as a Suda Shabbos? Or is it a din in Kiddush? Kiddush is a mitzvah of Ne'atzma. The Suda is coming to give chashivas to the Kiddush. The Rosh also learns En Kiddush Makom Suda from the pasuk the Karas L'Shabbos Oneg. But he doesn't learn like the Rashbam. He says the Karas L'Shabbos Oneg is really a din in Kiddush. The Kiddush is a mitzvah of Ne'atzma, and the Suda is coming to serve the Kiddush. B'makom, right? Have Kiddush b'makom Suda. B'makom Oneg Shom Tehei Kriya. Have Kriya b'makom Oneg b'makom Suda. The Suda is coming to serve the Kiddush. It's really a din in the Kiddush. Rabbi Shachter wanted to suggest that maybe this is what the Gaonim and Rabbi Yonah are disagreeing about. If Kiddush b'makom Suda is a din in Kiddush or is a din in the Suda? The Gaonim hold that Kiddush is a mitzvah of Ne'atzma. Kiddush is a mitzvah of Ne'atzma. The reason why Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda, that's to give chashivas to the Kiddush. So if it's to give chashivas to the Kiddush, what do you need? What kind of a Suda do you need to give chashivas to the Kiddush? Do you need a Suda of Pas? Not necessarily. All you're doing is giving chashivas to the Kiddush. So if all you're doing is giving chashivas to the Kiddush, maybe Mezonos is enough. Maybe Shasa Kos Yain is enough. Because that's also... it's also a little bit of an achila. It's a little bit of a shtia. So maybe that's enough to give a chashivas to the Kiddush. But the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gaon hold that ain't Kiddush al makom suda. That's a halacha that you're supposed to be koveya. The suda is a suda Shabbos. You need to have the suda b'makom the Kiddush. It's not ain't Kiddush al makom suda. Ain't suda al makom Kiddush. You need the Suda B'makom Kiddush so that the Kiddush can define this Suda as a Suda Shabbos. So if the purpose of the Kiddush is to define the Suda as a Suda Shabbos, what Suda are we talking about? A Suda that you can be Yotze the Mitzvah of Suda Shabbos with. You can't drink a Revius Yayin and be Yotze the Mitzvah of Suda Shabbos with that. You need Pas B'shin Suda Shabbos, Kipshuto. My Poshup Shad is, you need Pas. That's the Gemara in Brachas, Rabbi Shechter says. Gemara in Brachas, Memtesa and Bez. If you forget Ritzeh, you got to repeat the benching. Why? Because you have to have Pas. It doesn't sound like Revius Yayin is enough. So if you hold it in Kiddush Olam Makom Suda, because the purpose of the Kiddush is to define the Suda as a Suda Shabbos, Mistama, the Suda that we're talking about, is a Suda of Pas, not just an Achila B'Kezayis of Pas, but a Suda of Achila B'Kviyus of Pas. Not just Revius Yayin, but a real Suda of Pas. So if that's your impression, if that's your approach to Enkiddush Olam Makom Suda, that the goal of the Kiddush is to define the Suda as a Suda Shabbos, then it makes sense that Enkiddush Olam Makom Suda would require a Suda of Pas. We are having an actual Achila B'Kviyus of Pas. So it could be that's the Machlokas, the Gaonim and the Gra, as to whether Enkiddush Olam Makom Suda requires a Suda of Pas, or maybe it requires less than that. Question is whether the whole din of Enkiddush Olam Makom Suda is a din in Kiddush, or it's a din in the Suda. The minig is to be somech on the sheet of the Gaon. The minig of most people is to eat at what we call the Kiddush. Right? To eat at a Kiddush, even though we're only having mezonos, we're not going to have the chali rolls. Right? At least in the morning, the minig is to be mekel for the Gaon. Rabbi Shechter, there in the Sefer, he quotes that the Rav had a very interesting minute when he went to a Kiddush. He would go to the Kiddush, make a bar per goffin, and he'd have a mezonos. And then when he came home, he'd make another bar per goffin at home. He'd make another Kiddush, so to speak. So I saw the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa quotes from the Salmas Chaim that Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld had the same minute. Right? Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was quite different than the Rav. They both were tremendous gaonim. Quite different, but yet in this regard, he did the same thing as the Rav. That he'd be mekel to say Kiddush and to have a mezonos at what we call a Kiddush, have a little bit of lekach, but then he would make another Kiddush when he came home. And many Talmidim of the Rav are machmer to do this, that even when they eat at a Kiddush, as long as they don't have a bread at the Kiddush, then they'll make another Kiddush at home. So the question is, Manav Shapo, what's the svar behind this? If the Rav was machmir to make another Kiddush because he felt he wasn't really Yotzei, that maybe the Gaonim are incorrect, so then what gave him the heter to eat at the Kiddush? And if he felt that the Gaonim ataka right, that in Kiddush Olam Makom Suda only requires Chameshes Min Yadag and Revius Yayin, so then what's he saying about Per Goffin again at home? He was Yotzei at the Kiddush, so like what's the reason to repeat the Kiddush at home? Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest that maybe the Rav had the following in mind. Similar to what Morty Blair wanted to say. That the Rav was mechalek between the Issa Te'ima before Kiddush and the Mitzvahs Kiddush. Not in the way that the Derech HaChaim was mechalek. No, that's a different type of chiluk. Derech HaChaim wanted to say that maybe the Issa Te'ima doesn't apply until you say Kiddush. If you say Kiddush, even if it's not B'makom Suda, there's no Issa Te'ima. That far the Rav wasn't going to go. That's the Samekutzi. That's not what the Rav was saying. The Rav was saying that even within the realm of Kiddush B'Mokom Suda, right, there could be a split between the Issa Te'ima as opposed to the Mitzvahs Kiddush. How so? Maybe in order to be Mater Achila, to say that it's called Kiddush B'Mokom Suda, to be Mater Achila, maybe you can rely on the Gaonim, because we have a Svek Svek over here. We know that there's a Machlokas, the Ramam and the Ravid, as to whether there's an Issa Te'ima before making Kiddush by day. So the Ravid holds there's no Issa Te'ima at all. That's the Ravid in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chof Tes Halacha Yud. So maybe you can rely on the Gaonim to assume that in Kiddush Olam Makom Suda, that for the din of in Kiddush Olam Makom Suda, Mezonos is enough, you can rely on the Gaonim in order to be Toim, in order to eat at the Kiddush. Again, we're not eating at the Kiddush without being Mekayim, a din of Kiddush Makom Suda, we are being Mekel for the Gaonim's definition of Kiddush Makom Suda. The Gaonim claim that in Kiddush Makom Suda is satisfied, right? It's fulfilled if you have a mezonos. So maybe at the Kiddush we can rely on the Gaonim because we have the Ravid in our back pocket anyway. Even if the Gaonim are incorrect, the Ravid holds that Te'ima is sufficient. Te'ima is mutter before Kiddush by day. Any kind of Te'ima. You're allowed to taste a little bit before the Kiddush by day. So there's a svek sveka. Maybe the halacha is like the Gaonim that mezonos is called Kiddush makam suda. And even if the Cholkim, even if Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gra are right, but maybe there's no issur te'ima before Kiddush by Yom anyway, so I'm allowed to be toim before Kiddush. I'll make Kiddush later. But that doesn't tell me that the Kiddush that I recite at the quote-unquote Kiddush is sufficient for the whole day. I still have a mitzvah of Kiddush. And for the mitzvah of Kiddush, maybe the Gaonim are not correct. Maybe I wasn't yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. Right? That's the safek. The machlok is Gaonim and others. Are you yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush? Is it called Kiddush makam suda? Are you yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush if you only have a mezonos? Or you're not yotze. So to be toim, I can rely on the Gaonim because I have a svek sveka that maybe the halacha is like the Gaonim or maybe the halacha is like the Ravid, that there's no issur te'ima b'chlal. But I can't go the whole day without making a Kiddush b'makom suda, b'makom asuda pas, because Rabbeinu Yonah and the Groh would say, never was yotze Kiddush b'chlal. So when you come home, the Rav claimed that you have to say a bar piagofen again. You have to say a bar piagofen again because maybe even the Ravid would say that you weren't yotze Kiddush with the Kiddush that you said at the quote unquote Kiddush. Now, we're using the word Kiddush in many different ways over here, right? Right? When you had the nice spread, maybe you weren't yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's just the Ravid holds it's mutter to be time, but you weren't yotze Kiddush. So even the Ravid would say that you have to make a Kiddush later to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. So that's perhaps why the Rav felt that you have to recite another Kiddush because tachlis we don't know that the Gaonim are correct. So to be matir achila, to call the Kiddush makom suda to be matir achila, for that you have a svek sveka that maybe the halacha is like the Gaonim or the halacha is like the Ravid. But you can't rely on the Ravid for the whole day. Right? You have to be Makadish again at home to ensure that you'll be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. Comes out from this interpretation of the Rav is that Mistoma, if the Rav ate at multiple Kiddushim, he wouldn't make a second Kiddush the second time. Right? This is not like what we said that according to the Sami Kutzi. What the Derech HaChaim was saying is that Kiddush is matir any te'ima, even a shasiyah, even drinking, it's matir any type of drinking, even less than a revius, right here. But the Derech HaChaim would say that according to the Sami Kutzi, if you go to a different place, you can't just drink al smach the Kiddush that you made in a different place because you weren't yotze Kiddush. You just were matir te'im in that makom. So you'd have to make a Kiddush in the second makom to be matir the shasiyah there. If you're only drinking less than revius or someone is drinking, soda or something, right? So you can be matir shasiyah, but you weren't yotze Kiddush bechlal. It's mutter to drink even without being yotze Kiddush. Now we're saying no, that even if you argue with the Sami Kutzi, maybe you can rely on the Gaonim that having a mezonos is called Kiddush makom suda. So if you rely on the Gaonim that having mezonos called Kiddush makom suda, that will make you be yotze Kiddush for all of the kiddushim that you're going to eat at. You can have a mezonos here and have a mezonos there and have a mezonos in the third place because you were yotze Kiddush makom suda in the first place, in the first makom of the Kiddush. You were yotze Kiddush makom suda according to the Gaonim. And then when you come home at the end, the Rav would say you make another bar piagofen to be machmir that maybe the Gaonim are incorrect. But according to the Rav, you'd be allowed to eat in multiple kiddushim al smach the Gaonim. Conversely, you wouldn't be able to rely on the Gaonim at night. Right, let's say you want to go to a kiddush at night. I mean, we don't have such a thing because we never heard of being makel for the Gaonim at night. Right? Someone would say, well, if you're makel for the Gaonim by day to go to a kiddush to have a mezonah, so why not at night? Let's make Kiddush in my friend's house. I'll have a mezonos by him, and then I'll go home. Some people do this. They have a schnapps, and they have like a little, herring and something and mezonos, and then they go home. That's incorrect. One should not do that at night. Because even if you'll rely on the Gaonim, that mezonos counts for in Kiddush al makom suda, according to Rabbi Shechner's interpretation of the Rav, it's not really that we're makel for the Gaonim. It's that it's a tziruf hashitas. It's a tziruf hashitas that we're makel, that we're putting together the Gaonim with the Ravid. But you can't put the Ravid with the Gaonim at night because everyone holds there's an Issa Te'im at night. Even the Ravid holds there's an Issa Te'im at night. So if there's an Issa Te'im at night, there's only one suffix. Is the halacha like the Gaonim or is the halacha not like the Gaonim? So even if we're going to be mekel for the Gaonim for Kiddush Baboka, because that's a Kiddush the Rabbanan, it's a lighter Kiddush, the Shulchan Aruch is mekel for the Gaonim. But the Shulchan Aruch is only mekel for the Gaonim for Kiddush Bayom, not for Kiddush Balayla. Kiddush Bayom is a Kiddush the Rabbanan, so there's room to be mekel. What's more, you can be mitzar if there's Raivin as a Svek Sveka, so there you can be mekel. But for Kiddush at night, it's shver to rely on the Gaonim. So for Kiddush at night, it's best to only make Kiddush if you're going to have a Suda of Pas in conjunction with that Kiddush. We should be Machmer, like the mainstream, like the other Shitas, that in Kiddush Olam HaKam Suda means a Suda of Pas. So therefore at night, you dafka should have a Suda of Pas. Don't have a Mezonos before the, you know, with the Kiddush, before your actual Suda. But by day, there's room to be Mekel. Those who follow the Gaon will be Machmer even by day. But those, but most, I think the minig is to be Mekel for the Gaonim. So the Kiddush by day, to assume that in Kiddush Malkam, in Kiddush Elam Malkam Suda means a Suda of Chameshis Mei Dagon. But if you want to be Machmer for the Rav, if you're only going to be Mitzar of the Svek Sveka, so be Machmer to make a Bar Piagof. And when you get home, make another Kiddush, so that you'll be able to be Otsi Kiddush Malkam Suda, according to the other Shitas, that in Kiddush Elam Malkam Suda requires a Suda of Pas. Woody Blair.
Is there no chashash of going home, making Kiddush, and not being a Bracha Shein Tzicha?
The Bar Piagof. What's the problem? Your bar priagofen in one place is not going to work for the bar priagofen at home anyway. Right? If you want to have the wine at home, you'll have to make a birchas hanenin anyway. Right? As the Gemara itself said on Kuf Amid Beis. So it's not a problem of making another bracha. And according to the Rav, it's actually better to do that. Ephraim.
Once you make a bracha on afternoon in shul, why does that mean your suitor doesn't have to send it home that you wouldn't need a new kiddush? Maybe it's still, this is another suitor, so you would need... Why would we say if ain't kiddush al makom suda and having a suda, so you need kiddush? Why would you not make a new kiddush?
Let's say I don't go to a kiddush on Shabbos by day. Let's say I go home and I have a full suda, and then shalosh sudas comes. Right? Why don't I have to make another kiddush? The answer is because I was yotzei the din of kiddush al makom suda with the first suda. I was yotzei my mitzvah of kiddush bayom. So it's the same thing. If I'm yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush in the kiddush, so then I shouldn't have to make the kiddush when I come home. But if I weren't Yotze the mitzvah kiddush in the kiddush, then I do have to make it the kiddush at home. Once I'm Yotze kiddush bayom, we assume against Rabbeinu David that you don't have to make multiple kiddushim bayom. But it's all a function of whether I was Yotze the mitzvah of kiddush already. So that's the shaila of the Gaonim. According to the Gaonim, I was Yotze kiddush in the quote unquote kiddush. So then I don't have to make another kiddush at home. But if you're going to be cholik on the Gaonim, so then you'll say you weren't Yotze the mitzvah of kiddush there. So that's why you'll have to make a kiddush at home. Have to make a kiddush at home. But once I'm yotzi the kiddush, whatever that kiddush, if I'm yotzi the din of kiddush makom suda, whatever that din is, once I'm yotzi it, then I'll be able to eat other sudas without making a kiddush, because I only have to make a kiddush once a day.